It's Thursday, the day we read from your email, and we've spent a good deal of time over the past weeks reporting on the riots in France. The unrest has taken place in poor, largely immigrant communities in the suburbs of French cities. Henry Eck of Atlanta sent this criticism of our work. He writes, "You spoke of the despair which drives the violence. That's a well-accepted but, in my opinion, incorrect explanation. Even the young man in one of your stories, a law student from the poor neighborhood, didn't say that. He said that his friends didn't have anything to do, and when they saw the violence, they joined in the fun. Social injustice is evil, but it does not explain nor excuse criminal behavior." A couple of days ago, I spoke with Reverend J. Edwin Bacon, the rector of All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena, California. The IRS is investigating the church because of a sermon given there just days before the 2004 election. The sermon criticized the war in Iraq, and the IRS says that may have violated the church's tax-exempt status. Well, that interview brought in lots of mail. This comment is from John Reinhardt of Reading, Pennsylvania. Mr. Reinhardt says, "During 41 years in the ministry, I have frequently raised issues of public concern. Sometimes biblical texts lead me to support the direction taken. Other times the text leads to criticism. However, supporting or criticizing an idea was not to be taken as endorsing or rejecting a candidate." Mr. Reinhardt continues, "Now I hear about what happened at All Saints in Pasadena. I wonder if this nation is so divided that criticism is silenced, that the prophetic role of speaking truth to power is rejected as unpatriotic or investigated for breaking some law. If so, my current anxiety may turn to fear." But Candace Robb of Cazenovia, New York, feels the state and the church should stay completely disconnected. She writes, "If religion organizations want their tax-free status, then practice religion, not politics. When I hear someone preach their views on topics that have nothing to do with my spiritual growth in church, I lose all desire to worship with them. My time with God is just that, mine. It's my opportunity and the leader of the church's responsibility to facilitate my growth with God." Here's a quick update about a political story we brought you earlier in the week. The residents of White Settlement, Texas, voted on Tuesday to keep the name of their town. They had the choice to change it to West Settlement, but more than 90% of those who turned out voted to keep the current name, White Settlement. Finally, a letter about upside-down Christmas trees. The plastic decorations are apparently the thing to have this holiday season. We learned yesterday that they're so popular that the company importing them from China has already sold out. For Keels Jorn of Jacksonville, Florida, the story brought back memories. He writes, "In the mid-1980s, Henderson High School in Atlanta, Georgia, sponsored a Christmas tree decoration contest between the classes. As I recall, our class did not have enough money to purchase a tall, straight tree, much less for decorations. The class officers decided to hang our crooked, barely decorated tree from the ceiling with a placard asking the students to turn their views of Christmas upside down, to think less about expensive gifts and to recall the spirit of Christmas. It was beautiful. It made an impression on me that remains till today." We want to know what you think of our show, so write us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page. We'd also like your help with something. Next week, NPR's Noah Adams is going to be touring the Gulf Coast region. He'll be reporting on the people who live and work there and how they're doing after Hurricane Katrina. If you live along the coast, you can contact Noah at our website, npr.org.